Listen to this for a story. Old Colonian story. Not really. Ladies in the courtyard. Devonshire tea. I'm serving up the Devonshire tea. And she said, oh gosh, I've got some stories I could tell you about this place. And I thought it was kind of like the Old Colony Inn. And I was teasing that out. She said, oh, I've left the island, you know, 30 years ago or something. She would have been probably about maybe 55 or something like that. And I said, well, great, you know, I've got a book you can write. She said, no, not this place, this place. And I said, well, what's that? I said, what kind of story is it? Anyway, she started talking, and then she got into the story. What had happened was her story is like when she left the island, the story that she took was the fear that she had living in the community as a young girl growing up. Why? Because the system they had. If Harry was over the wall, they had some sort of alarm system to let you know that somebody had got out. And you as a kid,
the siren.
And see, it was fearful. Yeah. And there was it went off, and if it was two toots, he wasn't dangerous. If it was three toots, you had to go to ground. And she grew up as a girl in all that. And that was her story. Yeah. It wasn't about, other than the fact that her life was sort of relating, it was almost like Pavlov, the dog story with the bell.
Yeah.
Like you could move around, but you're always listening for, you were doing stuff, but you're always listening.
Yeah.
When I first came to New Norfolk in 1976, I lived in the nurse's home, and I had no warning about that siren. And I can assure you,
it was the most
scary thing I've ever. And then you hear the stories that somebody's out, and I was working here, but you didn't know who was out or what to do or anything. It was just this god-awful siren went off.
And how many people would have the siren story? And how they had their exit plan and what their exit plan was. Do you ground up all the kids? And do you go to grandma's house?
Yeah, well, you know? Paul remembers it quite well, that, you know, you went to a friend's house. That siren went, you went straight to a friend's house. You didn't come out.
So you had your occupational health and safety plan.
Yeah, well, that's it. Kids knew around.
Yeah.
But living in that, it might have been pretty hard.
Well, that was her story.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been really, like we talk about tourism and stuff now, but back then it must have been really frightening for visitors coming through the town. I mean, it'd go off day and night.
Yeah. And then they only see the after effect. It goes off and then they see all this commotion. And then they go back to Launceston and talk about it. And guess what? It wasn't a good experience. One of them got away, you know, and you should have seen everybody there. They're putting them in. So, you know, you can just imagine, you know.